Okay. This is Sunday, June 27th. I am calling the special meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. The time is 8:42 New York time, Eastern Standard Time, and 5:42 West Coast time. I would ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Mia Bediasso.
Present.
Evelyn Bassoon. Carolyn Burden.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Zakai Free. Sherry Gendler.
Here.
Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Mike Martin.
Here.
Excuse me. Thea Ngaza, I believe, is absent. Margaret Prescott. Sarah Randawa. George Ryder.
Here.
Rob Robinson.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Shrell.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Joe Wanzala. Yoshi Yamanaka.
Here.
Secretary is present. Nicole Sawaya.
Present.
And Dan Siegel, you are on.
I am on.
This is Margaret Prescott.
Oh, great. Okay. Anyone else whose name I passed who wasn't on?
Is this a public or executive session?
This is public.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. And please like a motion to approve or to amend.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Any objections?
I saw some changes to the agenda that were different than your original. Are those in the new in the agenda that's now being approved?
No, that's not what I approved.
I'm not sure what the agenda is that we're approving.
It says call to order, approval of agenda, signing authority for the executive director, 20 minutes, including the proposed amendment from Yoshi Yamanaka. To add a second.
That's the second agenda. The first agenda didn't have that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the one that I sent out today. Executive session agenda and call and information sent separately. 5 on the public calendar is Carolyn Burden's motion for the next PMB meeting, 25 minutes. Affiliate discussion, Afia Wangaza, 20 minutes.
That's not the agenda you first sent out.
No,
that's not the one. That's not the one I gave my approval to.
Okay. That's the one that I was reading from right now. What are you looking at, Ambrose?
Call to order, approval of agenda, report out from last executive session, financial update from ED.
That's the executive session agenda, Ambrose.
I'm sorry?
That's the agenda for the executive session?
Yeah.
Oh, where is it?
That's not the public session agenda.
Correct.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think it's the one that was sent at 12:09 p.m. today. That's the one that's up now?
Correct.
It was also sent previously. It's the same one.
Yeah, let me read what I have.
What you just read is the agenda for the executive session, and we're streaming, so I would prefer that you didn't read it.
Okay. And that was sent out around noon, but the public one that you're speaking that we are on, that was sent, it's the same as what was sent out previously.
Yeah, this is Margaret. I'm not seeing it either. I don't think I got that one.
Which one?
Oh, wait a minute. Agenda item, emergency meeting.
It was sent by Mary at 1:01 a.m. Pacific on
Sherry?
July 26th.
Yes. Can you just read what the agenda is
yes.
and let's approve
yes.
it? Cause this
yeah.
is...
It's item number one, call to order roll call, 5 minutes. Item number two, approval of the agenda, 10 minutes. Item number three, signing authority for executive director, 20 minutes. It includes a subparagraph A for Yosh Yamanaka, proposed amendment to add the controller as a signatory. Item number four, executive session agenda and call-in information sent separately, 2 hours. Item number five, Carolyn Burden motion on the next PMB meeting, 25 minutes. Item six, affiliate discussion, Afia Wangaza, 20 minutes.
She's not going to be here.
What?
I move we approve the agenda.
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, we're going to move forward. Number three is the signing authority for the executive director. At the same time, after the executive director and I present this, I would ask Yosh to motivate the motion that he sent around earlier. Did anyone not get Yosh Yamanaka's motion?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yosh, would you send it to me one more time and I'll forward it to Ambrose? Ambrose, are you in front of your computer?
Sure am.
Okay. Or Yosh, if you forward it to me, I'll forward it to Ambrose right now.
Sherry, with all due respect, I'm going to be away from the computer for the...
All right, I got it anyway. I'll send it out to him. I just wanted to look at the agenda and just start this thing. So the minute the item begins, then I will send it to you, Ambrose, within a few minutes, okay? So as it stands now, the current situation at the national office reflects that there was only one signer for a majority of the accounts under the control of the national office. And due to the current situation, no one at the national office has signing authority on any of our accounts. That's the situation currently that we're dealing with, but a larger issue is that it seems to me not a sound business practice for a foundation to have only one signer on the accounts, particularly because if that person is unavailable for any reason, then you're in a situation like the one you are currently, where no one currently at the national office has the authority to sign checks. I'm going to ask Nicole to just address this, and then Yosh, I'm going to ask you to address your motion.
Why don't we do those separately?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. Go ahead. So, Nicole, would you...
Yes. Well, good evening, everyone. In my report to all of you, I listed all the accounts. I think, just to recap what Sherry said, the most critical account that has really stopped business is the National Office Bank of America operating and payroll account. And that is basically where when we pay out Democracy Now, FSRN, and, of course, all the bills that flow through the national office. So on that account, there was only one sole signatory, and that account only calls for one sole signatory. I was made, in about my second or third week, a signer on the KPFA operating account, and that's pretty standard practice. They, the GM is a signer, the CFO is a signer, and then I was brought on as a signer in case one of the other ones was there. And that's convenient because, of course, it is next door. So, really, what is the most critical account is, of course, the national office account. Only in that we got jammed last week and with regard to being able to make payments to DN, FSRN, and then the pension payment we had to make. And so what we did was just have KPFA cut those checks, which is fine. but it's way too cumbersome. We did go to the bank, myself and the assistant controller, and sat with the folks, but it does require a board motion to add a signatory on the B of A National Office account. We also need a resolution, or not a resolution, I probably misused that word given that this is board speak now, but the WBAI account, the CFO and the GM are the only signers. And those checks, it's been a cumbersome situation there because they get FedExed across the country and then signed and then FedExed back. Part of that is because of a payroll situation, but another part of that is the way it was operating. So I contacted the GM, and I said, well, I don't have, you know, the authority, but it looks like you have to begin to think of somebody on the ground there that can be a co-signer, because at this point, we don't have a signer in the national. And that, of course, hamstrings. So, as I said in my report, I itemized all the different accounts, and quite frankly, I don't really want access. I don't really want to be a signer on any of the other accounts. I just want the national office to be able to do business. So I do think the National Office Bank of America account is my request signing privilege.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Mark.
Who's that? Mike.
Mike.
Hi. Go ahead, Mike.
I just wanted to point out that in New York we adopted the Pacifica Financial Policies and Procedures Manual, which requires at all business units that there be dual signing accounts, that accounts have dual signatures associated with them, for this reason and others as a safeguard. And this initiative here would be consistent with bringing the national office in compliance with our own financial policies and procedures.
Thank you. Anyone else on the stack? Okay. Yes. Do I hear anyone else? Okay. So, is there any further discussion about this? I will.
There's a question for that.
Yes, AC.
Why is this discussed in public session?
Well, because
I thought that there was, even though it wasn't a session, there was some discussion about this the last time we. Attempted a conference call, and I thought that it was pretty much up what we had to do, and but I, you know, we can't go into it because it's, you know.
Well, it seems to me that it's just a business practice that we're trying to correct at the national office. It doesn't deal with whatever the situation is. There should. What Mike has just said also is that the procedures that are supposed to be adopted throughout the network are there be at least two signers on every account. So I think that's business of the foundation that can safely be discussed in public.
Madam Chair, excuse me, it's Bonnie. I have to take a moment of personal privilege. I have to move my car.
Okay.
Point of information.
I don't understand that.
Well, who said point of information?
Yosh did.
Yes, Yosh.
Is there a motion on the floor, and if so, has it been seconded?
Mind if I finish my question? Yosh?
I see
your question.
Okay,
the question is, I haven't seen any in writing where anything to deal with that case Michael mentioned. I mean, I think that there is, I know that generally speaking it's true, but it seems to me that this need to be clarified, you know, in writing. I'd like to see that motion that was supposedly made. We had quite a discussion about that the time there was a meeting. It was pretty much recommended another direction. So
has just said point of order.
Wendy?
Yes, what is it?
Is there a motion on the floor?
No. You know, my recollection was that there was a motion for the last meeting that was seconded. Whether or not it's carried over since we didn't complete that meeting, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I walked away for just a minute. What are we talking about? I thought we were talking about signing checks, adding it. Are we on Yosh's motion?
No, we're not. We were still on his.
Yosh have a motion on that. I mean, you can't, in my opinion, you can't be
okay,
a motion.
Okay, but you know what, AC? You can't cross answer. George, can I?
No, but they're crossing,
I think, someone can make a motion to the effect that Nicole Sawaya, as long as she is ED for the Pacifica National Board, shall have signing authority for checks coming out of the national office. And then Yosh can speak to that and make a substitute what he wants, but it puts it on the agenda properly. So I make that motion.
Okay.
Second. I'll second it.
Okay, there's the second. Okay.
The point of information?
Yes.
Is that Pacifica Board or Pacifica Foundation?
It should
Pacifica
be the
Foundation,
Pacifica Foundation.
I guess.
Okay, thanks.
Sherry, Yosh for the SEC.
Okay. Yosh, I think you're up next.
Okay. I wish to propose a substitute motion. I believe many of you have already read it online, but I can read it out loud. Specifically, the PNB hereby requires that all checks disbursed by any of the five Pacifica radio stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives, or the Pacifica National Office, be signed by two individuals. Further, the PNB authorizes the executive director, the CFO, and one other person selected by the executive director within 3 days to sign checks on behalf of the Pacifica National Office. Further, that Anthony Riddle, the CFO, and one shop steward appointed by the general manager be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI. And I would ask for a second. And, Sherry, did you want me to motivate?
Well, it hasn't been seconded.
I seconded it. Joe.
Who seconded that motion, please?
This is Joe.
Thank you. Oh, Joe, I didn't know you were on. Thank you.
Okay, Yosh, want to motivate it?
Yes, I think it's very important for any large corporation, certainly of the size of Pacifica, with, you know, over close to $18 million annual budget, each of the accounts should require two signatures before we disperse checks. And as we know, we're having a great deal of trouble getting two signatures. In fact, some of the national office checking accounts require only one signature, which is not the best business practice. And that is the whole gist of this motion. Furthermore, and I think Kathy Davis can speak to this, but BAI is having a great deal of difficulty, as was mentioned a few minutes ago, with FedEx being sent from California to New York and from New York back to California. It's very cumbersome. And that, I'm trying to obviate that cumbersome procedure by having Anthony Riddle select someone to be a co-signer with.
Back on the stack.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Margaret
who
on the stack.
Who was before Margaret?
Jack.
Okay. Jack, Margaret, go ahead.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
Will the bank require the board motion to include specific individual names?
My understanding from financial institutions is that they do want a name attached to a position, so that they do require actual names.
Thank you.
Margaret?
I have a question about Yosh's motion. I wonder why we're requiring that a signer on the check be a shop steward. I'm assuming that is a union position.
Sure.
And is there a reason why that is specific to New York as opposed to other places?
Yes.
Well, I would just say that, you know, other areas members already have their bill signatures in place. I didn't want to go and address each signal area. It appears that BAI relies on their shop steward to be a signator, and I would ask Kathy Davis to respond. She's much more familiar with the BAI operations than I am. Kathy, please, Madam Chairman, would you please recognize Kathy?
Kathy?
Yes. Yes. Prior to the signatory being changed to the CFO, it was the general manager and our shop steward that signed the checks in New York. So that seemed to work very well because we needed someone that was not in the business office, but someone that was responsible and aware on a scale that was larger than us, who has no dealing with tax, finance, and so the shop steward seemed to work well for us. And the difficulty we're having now is that all of our checks have been sent back unsigned, and nothing can be paid. And we were a full year or more during the time that Indra Hardett was the general manager, the interim general manager, with the dual signatures in New York. So it was it's in my opinion that things were done very responsibly, because at that time we were, there was a checks and balance and not an excess amount of spending. Once the check signing changed and came to the CFO, that's when we started back spending a lot of money. So I felt that there needs to be some local understanding of what's happening to make those choices, rather than having them made from national office.
Again, Margaret, can I just finish up, because I'm still clear. So what we're saying is that for WBAI, three signatures would be required: the general manager, the CFO, as well as a shop steward, as opposed to someone that the general manager could authorize who's not necessarily a shop steward. So there are three signatories then that would be required at BAI?
May I respond, Sherry?
Pardon me?
May I respond, Sherry?
Yes.
Yes, Margaret, no. There would be three people at WBAI, three people or signators who would be authorized to sign checks at WBAI, but only two out of those three, any two out of those three would make that check good.
I understand it. I guess the problem I'm having is to specify if we're saying that the general manager should appoint person, whoever that other third person would be. I understand now, Yosh. Thank you for your clarification. I'm wondering why we shouldn't leave it at that, but then specify that it be a shop steward and leave it up to the general manager to appoint who that authorized signatory would be. You know, we do have a new general manager at BAI, and I understand what Kathy is saying about past problems, et cetera, and it seems as though what is being proposed will address the past problems. I guess I'm just having problems with specifically the word shop steward is in there, because that is what you did before. That may not necessarily need to be what you do now, and just the new general manager to appoint someone.
Sherry, this is Dan. Can I?
Yes.
Call,
may I speak,
please?
No, excuse me. Who just said that?
This is Nicole.
Okay, hi. Well, you'll go after Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, just two things, quickly. Well, one is many banks will refuse to have two signatures required on a check. I've tried to open accounts for organizations. Banks have said, no, you can have as many as you want, but only one per check. So that might be something to check into. Secondly, I mean, I share the feeling that it seems odd to give a
shop steward, the check writing authority. I mean, a shop steward is represents the union, which may be in an adversarial position with management. It makes to me a lot more sense to have someone from the finance office being the co-signatory.
Wendy, on the stack, please.
Thank you. This is Nicole.
Yeah.
All our accounts, not all of them, but the majority of the station-based accounts have two signatures on them. We are not opening up new bank accounts. All the checks are made with two signatures.
Hello?
We are also not dropping anybody. We just need to add. Situation in New York, my guess is that part of the reason those checks were flown back and forth was also maybe for an oversight check. I don't know, but perhaps that was some of the dynamic behind it. At least when I first inquired, when I noticed that it was going on when I first started working, I said, why is that? And the response was, well, it's good oversight. And that's the way. That was actually, I believe the CFO told me that it was a board, past board director. So, I have been assured by finance staff, the assistant controller, who was the person who brought up the cumbersome system, et cetera, that, first of all, we have daily access to online to the bank account. So we can see, you know, if anything is being taken out, whatever. Did it provide really great oversight? Yes, it did. But we also have the ability to monitor it. And I think at some point, we have to build trust. We're in a situation we can't stop business. With regard to who that signatory should be at BAI, I did talk to, of course, Tony last week. For me, it can't be somebody from the finance. That's the check and balance. Whether it should specifically be shop steward, I don't know. If they had a development director, that would be appropriate. An operations director would be appropriate. Even a chief engineer would be appropriate. Again, it's still just rotating through, you know, people's ability to. And again, the banks are used to two signatories on almost all. And I don't think we should drop that at all. I'm not advocating that. We just need to be able to do this.
This is Nia, Madam Chair. Megan on the stack at the bottom, wherever the bottom is.
Stack.
Yeah, Wendy is next, and then Nia.
I move to divide Yosha's motion, where we put the part about WBAI to be a separate motion. So I'd like us just to vote on the two signatures and the part, the PNB authorized executive director, CFO, and one other person selected by the ED, and it says within 3 days, just meaning do it pretty quickly, to sign checks on behalf of the Pacific and National Office.
Okay.
Does anybody want to second the motion?
Second.
Divide.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Second.
It was seconded.
I was wanting to be on the stack.
Okay, so then we go to Nia and then Ambrose.
Okay, I wanted to say that I agree with counsel that it just seems obvious to me that a shop steward should not be signing checks if there is an adversarial position. You know, we don't want to get caught up in anything like that. So I agree with that. And I think it should be, I agree with who said it should not be so specific. I think it was Margaret, that why are we naming a shop steward? If we said it's up to the general manager, then it should be up to the general manager. But if we are going to be specific, I think we should say someone from the finance office or the operations or something like that. Although, is operations in the union? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, okay.
The operations in the union.
Okay, so then I think it should be the CFO, the general manager, and someone from the finance office, if we're going to define it, but definitely not someone in the union.
Okay. Point of order. animal.
Well, actually, just a point of information on that, all the people, including...
Wait. Let me call on people so that we can have some order here. Someone said point of order, and I don't know who it was.
It was Wendy.
Okay, Wendy, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that since I just made an amendment to the motion and it was seconded, my amendment is to divide the motion and it was seconded, then we need to talk about that. When we take up the part about WBAI in the second part of the motion, then we can have that discussion.
Okay, thank you.
And really to motivate my division, can I do that?
No, it's divided. You don't have to. It wasn't divided. Excuse me. Go ahead.
The reason I'm asking to divide is, first of all, the motion already says that each check at each station, all units would require two signatures. VAI is covered in that, too. It would also require two signatures. It just goes on to say who the signatures are, and that seems to be the part we're having a problem with. So
okay, but
I'm moving to divide.
All right, great. Now, Nicole... And then whose voice?
Madam Chair, this is Jamie. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
Okay, sorry about this. But actually, it turns out that a motion to divide is not a debatable motion. So what that means is we need to vote or agree whether we're going to divide it.
Okay. Is there any opposition to separating the motion, to dividing the motion the way it's been suggested? Okay. Hearing none. It's divided. Thanks, Jamie. Nicole?
I just wanted to point out as information that the finance staff at WBAI are also part of the union, including the business. So the only non-union positions are the GM and the PD.
Are the GM and what?
The program director.
Okay. All right, thanks. Okay, anybody else to comment on?
Well, I was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ambrose. Go ahead.
I wanted to offer a substitute motion. I don't know how to do it now. Then divided. To delete the language, and one other person selected by the ED within 3 days. I think that it's inappropriate for us to have that kind of language in there. Yeah, we should know up front who the name of the person.
Oh yes, I second that, Madam Chair. This is Nia.
George, there is a motion. The motion's been divided. Now there is an amendment.
You can amend it once. The substitute amendment is the substitute motion can be amended. So That's
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Jack, on the stack, please.
Okay. Jack, you're next.
Okay. I don't object to the spirit of Yosha's motion, but I think there's a logistical problem here. It requires for two signers on each check. It could be amended by inserting the individual names to include the executive director by name, the CFO by name, but unless somebody can come up with the third person by name, it will actually result in two people being authorized who will both have to be signers, which will be the ED and the CFO. So it seems that as it's written, it will probably not do what we called this meeting to do, and we'll have to have another meeting. And with Ambrose's amendment, it will have the same effect. In other words, Ambrose's amendment, as I read the motion now, actually has no effect because this won't authorize anybody to be the third signer unless there's an amendment made to it to identify that signer.
Madam Chair, this is Nicole.
Point of information.
What's the point of information?
If in the second part of the motion we don't have to identify the person, why is it necessary in the first half to identify the person?
Okay. That's not a point of information, I don't think. Nicole?
I'm perfectly willing, if you want to all have the discussion right now and take suggestions, and we can decide on who to make as the third signer. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Just for the National Office Bank of America operating and payroll account. That is the critical one.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack now? Okay.
I'd like to be on the stack, but
go ahead, Grace.
What I had to say is, are we going to have a discussion of who the appointed signatory, second signatory would be?
Well, I can make, if you want me to just
you would say the third signatory, Grace, because the second one would be, it would be the CFO, the ED, then there would be a third one. So what second one do you mean?
Okay, the third one then.
Okay.
Can we identify, the bank needs us to...
Well, I think that's the essence of what Amber
said. Let me run through the staff available. First of all, we can't use the two finance staff or the payroll manager either, or those are the three finance staff. In the past, I believe Yolanda Thomas was a co-signer. I know that the ED was never made it. My predecessor was never made it. So we could appoint the HR director now, Dominga Estrada, as the third. Other than that, there aren't too many people. I don't think we should make the administrative assistant a signer. I'm sure she'd feel uncomfortable with that. We can make the chair of the board, but you rotate chairs. That's not for long term. I mean, it would be lovely if it was, but not. So we could go to the general manager of KPFA, but would that be wise to bring a patient? I mean, that we could look to them to be co-signer. That's not a problem. So there are some suggestions. It has to be somebody in Berkeley.
Point of information?
Yes, George, point of information.
This is... will the bank that the national office is dealing with actually accept two signers on every check?
Will they require two signatures? Will they accept the requirement that two people sign?
Yes.
You know, what Dan had said to me earlier was that in his experience setting up checking accounts for his clients was that they would not. They would accept two signatures, but not the requirement that two people sign. So,
Andrew, this is me. I have a point of information.
So that's my question. Is the bank, was it Bank of America? I forget what you said, Nicole.
Yes, George. It's Bank of America. We're not opening a new account.
Okay, so the question
will they accept the requirement that there be two signatures?
Well, I think we have to reprint checks, but I believe that the business drives the bank at that point. I mean, again, at all our other units, all the checks have two signatures. KPFA checks have two signatures, Lim and mine, or the CFO.
Madam Chair, this is Nia. I'd like to just make a comment on the banking side of it.
Go ahead,
it's
Nia.
My turn.
Ambrose, did you speak?
No, okay. No, I've already spoken.
Okay,
sorry.
Wendy, okay.
Okay. As a banker, I could tell you, well, I could speak for Citibank. What they'll say is you could have 1,000 signatures, but in terms of the signature requirement, you may say singly, 2 out of 50 million, singly. However, it is up to the client to control that. The bank is not going to control that, and in the bank resolution, it tells you that. But you may do that at Citibank. I can't see Bank of America doing something different because most of these banks tend to follow what Citibank does anyway. So you could have 4 and say any 2, then it's up to you to make sure that you have 2. You don't need to order new checks. You could just simply have one person sign, and then right next to it you put another signature. Over X dollar amount, which is different from bank to bank, then what they'll do is they'll process the check by hand, and they'll check. Let's say you write a check for $50,000. They're certainly going to stop to see whether or not there are 2 signatures required or there is 1.
Okay. This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I'm confused about something. We passed a motion in the PNB to have the ED designate an interim CFO. Now, I understand that the word interim may...
You know what? You can't have this discussion in a public session, if you don't mind.
This is Wendy. Am I on the stack?
Yes, Wendy.
Am I on now?
Yes.
You know, I think if we have a corporate resolution, that's for our own internal stuff. I never heard in a million years that the bank wouldn't go by it, but whatever. If we pass a corporate resolution saying we want 2 signatures and then somebody puts through a check without it, then they need to be accountable for that. But anyway, I would just like to add, in order to get us out of this little jam we're in right now, if Ambrose would accept as a friendly amendment, instead of just taking out this third signer thing, saying to amend the motion to say, instead of the third person to be named later, just add Domingo Estrada right now. If that could be a friendly amendment, we could just vote on the thing. If he won't do that, then I'm prepared to offer a separate motion to add Domingo Estrada as the third signer. What do you think, Ambrose?
If the chair of the board won't be a signature, we now know that there's not a lot of work involved. The chair of the board should be the signer.
Well,
so you won't accept my friendly amendment, that friendly
amendment? No, I haven't responded to that still.
Yeah, Ambrose, the problem is, I mean, I certainly will do it, but my term is up in December. So, you know, the only issue of having the chair of the board is that oftentimes that term is just a year. So then
yeah,
I think that you have to notify the bank again of the new name. I have no objection to doing it. I have no objection to Dominga. I have no objection to myself doing it. I only want to, you know, the heads up that, thank God.
Don't you live in San Francisco?
Yes.
Well, you have to be available, please.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to be available. This is daytime business hours. Things come in.
I just think
let Ambrose speak, please.
If you would do it, I think Wendy and I could come to an agreement. We'll finish all this.
Fine, then. That's not what I said.
You're the chair of the board.
I am the chair of the board. I'm very busy. I have practice and a half. Whatever the board decides is fine with me. I think Dominga is a fine addition to this. I'm not going to say no, Ambrose, if that's what you're asking. I'm only saying that's practical circumstances.
Will you say yes?
Yeah, I'll say yes. I don't care.
Good. Wendy?
Yes, honey.
Would you go with that?
No.
Point of order. This motion belongs to the board as a whole. It doesn't. Can't be decided between Wendy and...
All right.
Oh, I know that.
All right. So, Wendy, did you have a motion?
I would like to amend... See, that's the whole thing. I don't know if I can amend Ambrose's amendment. So, motion. I'll vote against Sherry.
Wendy...
Frankly, I'm not entirely sure. It's a substitute motion, which I think is different. It's different than an amendment. And I think you can make 2 amendments to the substitute motion.
Okay.
I think it is. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it is.
Jamie or Jack, do you have any Robert's Rules things that you could add to that?
No.
No. Jamie?
Me neither.
Okay. All right.
Can I do a question?
Point of information?
Yes.
Just in terms of the order, this is...
No, this isn't a point of information yet, Kathy. We're dealing with this amendment now, so we're going to go back to Wendy.
Thank you. You know, this should all be very simple, everyone. I'm very...
Just motivate the amendment.
So my amendment is that the PNB authorizes the executive director, the CFO, and the HR director... the PNB authorizes Nicole Faya, Lonnie Hicks, and Dominga Estrada to sign checks on behalf of the Pacifica National Office.
Second.
And that was seconded. Okay. So now Ambrose is...
So we vote on mine first, then Ambrose's, then the other one.
Okay, great. Okay, so is there any further discussion?
Yes, I have a point of information. Can you please say Margaret? This is
Margaret.
Please say Margaret. That is my identified legal name.
Okay. All right.
Oh, sorry. Jack. I didn't know that.
Madam Chair?
Yes, who's that? Bonnie?
Bonnie, I just am looking at Robert's Rules of Order, and you can amend an amendment.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we just didn't know if you could amend it twice.
Wait, oh, are we twice? Wait, no, we're not twice. It's not amending an amendment twice, is it?
No, come on, let's go.
Never mind. Here we go. So now, is there
any point of information, please? I have that Wendy made it, that amendment, which she just read it again, and that then Ambrose was putting forth another amendment about
Ambrose
the court.
Strike.
Is that correct? So we
Ambrose
have the amendment, and then he amended
Mary,
it. Is that correct?
Wendy's going to clarify.
Ambrose said that he wanted to strike and one other person selected by the ED within 3 days. I'm amending that to say that the PNB authorizes Margaret Sawaya, Lonnie Hicks, and Dominga Estrada to sign checks on behalf of the Pacifica National Office. That's what we're going to vote on right now.
All right. Any objection to cutting off debate?
Point of information?
Yes.
Yes. Don't we need two of the following three? Otherwise, we'll end up with three signatures required.
The first part of the motion is still there, that all checks dispersed by any of the five stations, archives, or national office be signed by two individuals, and then it says who three of the people are, any two of which can sign a check together.
All right, thank you.
All right. Any further debate?
Jack, just a brief comment.
Jack, go ahead.
Just for future reference, it's too late to amend this, but I think it wouldn't be a bad idea at some future date to add a fourth signatory.
We can do that anytime.
We'll know if we get bogged down. Yeah.
All right. Mary, would you call? So that's what we're voting on now, folks. Mary, would you call the roll?
Could you please read the motion?
Okay. Yes.
The amendment is that the executive director, the CFO, and the HR person.
You have to say their
name. The PNB hereby requires that all checks dispersed by any of the five Pacifica radio stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives, or the Pacifica National Office be signed by two individuals. Further, the PNB authorizes the executive director,
Margaret Sawaya,
Lonnie Hicks, and the Human Resources Director, Dominga Estrada, to sign checks on behalf of the Pacifica National Office.
And so, we're ready to vote. All right. Grace Perry.
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Evelyn Bassoon, are you present? Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
Okay. A.C. Burden?
A.C. Burden?
A.C. Burden. I'm sorry about it.
Wait, what's
going all be
on
one
here?
Person. Sorry. A.C. Burden. Okay. Back to you. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free, are you present in voting? Ambrose Ling?
No.
Mike Martin?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott. Sarva Randhawa, are you present in voting? George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross? Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
I'm going to pass for a moment.
Lori Baguma?
Not really.
Okay. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yoshi Manaka?
Yeah, that's a Hollywood Bowl.
Yoshi
Manaka.
You want to mute
are you
your
voting
conversation?
On this?
Yes. Both yes.
Let's see. Carolyn, I'm sorry. Carolyn
Burton?
Yes, vote yes.
Vote yes.
A.C. Bird? A.C. Bird.
We go to universe. If we're going directly to the point.
Yo.
Bonnie Simmons, you passed?
Yes. I'm voting yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else who did not vote?
Margaret, I was on mute. I'm voting yes.
Okay. Is anyone else muted?
Mary, this is Jamie. Did you get my vote?
You were apparently on mute.
I meant to vote yes.
Oh, okay. H.C. Byrd, are you voting? He often is muted. Okay.
It's 11 yes.
Well, we seem to have more yeses.
Three no's.
We have 12 yes. And
three no's. Okay. 11 yes.
Okay.
Okay, that motion passes. Now, we're going to go to the second part of that motion, which is that for the New York and further that Anthony Riddle, the CFO and one-shop steward appointed by the general manager, be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI. It's been motivated. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is George.
Go ahead, George.
And Margaret.
Okay, George, you first.
I don't have anything to say.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the stack.
Margaret, go ahead.
Yeah, I am still concerned about specifying a shop steward, and I wonder if we could say that further. Anthony Riddle, the CFO, and an additional person appointed by the general manager be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI.
Margaret, are you offering that as an amendment?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, great.
The amendment? I couldn't hear it clearly.
She said that
the amendment basically removes the words shop steward, one shop steward, but it would leave Anthony Riddle appointing that person.
So Margaret, read the motion.
Further, that Anthony Riddle, the CFO, and one person appointed by the general manager be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI.
Okay.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to move that we postpone consideration of this motion until we have a name for the second signatory for WBAI, and that be placed on the next agenda of the PNB, either next regular or special meeting.
Kathy,
you're next on the stack.
I have a second to that motion.
That motion was out of order because I didn't call on her.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to say that while I understand the reason for that motion, BAI is in deep trouble. We couldn't. I don't know if the station can sustain another week being able to write checks.
Okay. Who else is on the stack here?
A point of information, Margaret.
Yes. Go ahead, Margaret.
Is it possible to get that name now, if that is a problem? Perhaps Nicole might have been in touch with Anthony or could be. I mean, is it possible that we could make happen now and not hold up WBAI on this matter?
Carolyn Burton on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Margaret, I can speak to that.
Carolyn and then Nicole. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Carolyn.
I would like to move that we name the shop steward who has been doing this very well and faithfully, I might say. And if we need to change it within a week or two, we can certainly do that. But in order to move this along, and as Kathy points out, get some people paid, it would be, I think, sensible to name a name, since we must have a name. And then if we need to rescind it or change it, that's always possible down the line.
Okay.
I don't understand the objection.
Thank you. Nicole?
Yes, it's a conundrum. When I spoke to the general manager, and I think make sure that in the motion we say general manager and a name if we need to put a name, but the position is there as well. Nonetheless, when I spoke to the general manager, his first suggestion was the business manager, but that is just not appropriate. That doesn't happen in any other shop.
And again, it's a check and balance thing. I have to say, I concur with Dan on this, that, you know, it does make it dicey to have a shop steward when contract negotiations are around the corner. On top of that, you know, there are issues. And that's not to discourage or to do anything. It's just to say what's the best appropriate check and balance put in place. It gets further compounded only in that everybody's in the union, as I said, except for top management at WBAI. So is there a development director? There's a half-time development director, I believe. But you know the roster, and Carolyn and the WBAI delegates know the roster.
This is Margaret. I'd like to get back on the stats.
Carolyn or Kathy, can you answer Nicole's question, and then Margaret?
We do have a part-time development director, and that person is very responsible and I think would be fine, but she's part-time. Our operations director is part-time. Our arts director is part-time. Our chief engineers are part-time. All of our staff is part-time, and we're about to lose five more. So I don't know. I think the most stable person is the person who had done it for a year. I don't see the conflict. I mean, I guess there's potential conflict in any situation.
Okay,
I don't know.
Kathy, the question was what other staff was available.
There's a part-time development director, a part-time operations director.
Okay. So, Margaret, you're back on the stack?
Yes. I wanted to say that there's a difference between a union member and a shop. Stewart. It's understandable if, you know, if everybody, as Nicole is saying, is a union member at the station. Shop steward has a very specific role representing the union that regular members do not. And I do think that we have to be careful with that. I mean, we are in negotiations, and there are lots of delicate matters. And the job of the shop steward is to represent union members. And so there is a difference between a member and a shop steward. I just wanted to say that. And I don't know. I also would like some advice to hear from legal counsel if within this motion we actually need to name a name. If we say that the general manager, Anthony Riddle, will appoint someone, is that sufficient legally for us to move forward with this motion and not to hold it up for the actual naming of the person?
Dan?
Yes, it really does depend on the bank. I mean, some banks are very sticky and they want to see a resolution with names, and some will trust an organization that submits a signature card.
Okay. All right, folks. So is there any further discussion on the amended motion, which reads that Anthony Riddle, general manager, Lonnie Hicks, the CFO, and a person appointed by the general manager be authorized to sign checks on behalf of WBAI. Is there further...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I have a point of information. I wanted to ask the ED, I guess.
Go ahead.
Is there a problem with having a staff member who is part-time as the development director, for example, to be a signer on the check?
I'm not a banker. I would only say it's about availability. Now, checks aren't written every day, and you know, checks are cut twice a month in an orderly fashion. And again, there's lots of checks and balances at the finance office, and that we see the movement online of. So, it's all about availability.